This goes to Troy Novak, PAC, fax 989-463-9360, regarding Lenore, L-E-N-O-R-E, Robinson, date of birth 4/20/1937. Dear Troy, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Robinson with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and diabetic nephropathy. Her last visit was July 22, 2024. She's feeling well today. She has gained 10 pounds over the last 6 months. She does see her cardiologist every 6 months, and she has a permanent pacemaker that seems to be working very well in preventing bradycardic episodes. She denies any hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit. No nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. No dizziness or syncopal episodes. No orthopnea or PND. Urine is clear without cloudiness. No dysuria, no blood, no odor, no edema. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. Her Plavix was discontinued since her last visit. Metoprolol 25 milligrams is one in the morning and a half tablet in the evening. And other medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight 132 pounds, pulse is 97, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 116 over 60, neck is supple without jugular venous distension, lungs are clear, no rails, wheezes, or effusion, heart is regular, abdomen soft and non-tender, and no edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done January 8th, 2025, urinalysis, a trace of protein, negative for blood. And microalbumin to creatinine ratio is 83. A trace of bacteria noted also. She's asymptomatic, though. At this point, we have a hemoglobin of 10.5 with normal platelets, normal white count. Electrolytes are normal. Phosphorus 3.8, calcium 4.2, calcium 9.6. Intact parathyroid hormone is 26.5. Creatinine is 1.58 with estimated GFR of 31. That's in her usual range of creatinine levels. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with fluctuating creatinine levels, but although they are stable, no uremic symptoms and no indication for dialysis. 2, hypertension is well controlled without syncopal episodes or dizziness. And 3, diabetic nephropathy, stable. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.